Yes, it says recording has started.
Okay.
Okay, good evening. I know this is going to be challenging for everybody. I want to thank people for coming on under these trying times that we're living in right now. We don't know from day to day what's going on. So I want to thank Betty for setting this up for us. So we can start having our meetings, because a lot of stuff is going on. So if we could just take a moment to do a silent prayer for folks who have gone on, and for some of the trials and tribulations that people are going through with their families due to this pandemic. Okay, thank you. Mr. Green, you want to just do roll call? You can do it real quick.
Wrangle? Wrangle?
Present.
131 St. Nicholas?
Present.
Audubon?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Dyson? Here. That's it.
That's it, I hear you. So, some of the things that, did y'all get your blueprints? Did y'all read the blueprint that was sent to you?
Yes.
Have you had
time
to go through it?
I haven't read it. I have not had a moment to look at anything.
Yeah, I know y'all going through it.
I ain't have it.
You have it, went in your, if you got the email, you got it. It went in your email.
I got the agenda and update.
Right. There were two emails.
Okay. You look on your phone, because it's very important on one end. The biggest thing about the blueprint, Mr. Green, you want to talk about the blueprint?
No.
The biggest thing about the blueprint is that Russ wants to put all of public housing under Section 8. So that means there will be no more public housing. There will only be Section 8 housing. And so, as you know, a couple of weeks ago we had a demonstration about it, because there are a lot of questions. He's proposing that putting everybody under Section 8 would mean, and it wouldn't be a Section 8, and they keep changing it as we keep sending letters and, the things that we're doing. He says initially it wasn't supposed to be a voucher that you could take with you. The last conversation we had, he was saying after a year or two, I think that you'll be able to go to another Section 8 place. That's still not cleared up. So the biggest thing is that they're doing this because of the money. They need money. And for years we've been hearing that HUD has not been giving housing full funding. So that's the conversation we've been hearing. So I asked Mr. Russ, how much money that housing lose from HUD? And so how much out of the dollar was it? Housing is 89 cents out of the dollar. They lost 11 cents. Now, they only lost 11 cents. They made it sound like they lost maybe 49 or 39 cents out of this dollar. So even with 11 cents loss, they still haven't been able to maintain none of these builders, not really. But what they didn't say was, they haven't told anybody, is that's what Trump figured he's doing for the black people. Trump gave them back 10 cents. So they've only a penny short from a dollar. The trust is something that he wants to form, because Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Raymond Paul, St. Nicholas House, Sergeant at Arms.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, even with the penny, housing hasn't been able to maintain no funds to fix what they're supposed to fix. But with the blueprint, they're forming a separate entity. Even though he say all of the rules will be in place for residents, I don't believe it because he didn't sit down with the residents to write what the rules are, because we'll no longer be under 964.
Right.
He said wow. that they would have three residents on that board. I'm not impressed with that because we got residents on the board now and they can't even talk to us. They have to get permission to meet with us. So all of the things that he's talking about that they're putting in place for our rights can't be trusted because we didn't sit down and talk with them. We know where the failures have been. So we haven't talked to them about that. So, but they need to put this in the 1 and 5 year plan. So the time frame is October. Because you know de Blasio won't be around next year because they'll be having elections. So he's trying to push all of this now to get rid of all of the public housing. So there was a demonstration. So the CCOP is also working with the, what's the name of the group, Mr. Green?
WEAC.
The group that we be meeting on Sundays.
Oh, the one on Sundays?
I can't even think of it now, Ram.
I can't either.
What we're going to do is give everybody the information so that you can get on these meetings and hear what's going on. Housing Authority has been neglecting housing for a long time. When they had the money, they still didn't fix housing. They still didn't do the plumbing. They still didn't do all the stuff they were supposed to do. Public housing across the country, no matter where you go, you could always tell public housing because it has a certain look. And it's done on purpose. So New York City, not only were you getting HUD's money, people were paying rent. A lot of states, public housing is free. They've just now put up that they have a $50 minimum that they would pay for rent. But rent is free across the country in public housing. Housing Authority, they pay rent. If they've made cuts to us so much over the years that the cuts are made at the bottom, our cleaning, the services to the residents. If you look at the administrative part of Housing Authority, they are jam-packed with staff. And not only are they jam-packed with staff, they hire consultants for everything. If we had no money, how during the Bloomberg administration did they get to get a $10 million they paid a consultant firm, Mr. Rhea?
Excuse me,
Where did that money come from?
Ethel.
Yes.
It's called Residents to Preserve Public Housing.
Thank you. Residents to Preserve Public Housing. So that's just residents all over, not necessarily leaders, just residents who wanted to get involved to do this fight that we have right now. We also, we had the fight when de Blasio became mayor. A lot of us voted for him because he was taking back that $125 million that the police department had. Mm-hmm. It's not about us defunding the police department, but how do you take our infrastructure money and give it to the police department? How do you take money for sanitation and give it to the police department? So how can they be trusted to even monitor any monies when they haven't done the right thing towards us all of this time? And once we become Section 8, We have no rights at all. We really, really don't have no rights, no strength, no power, no nothing. And they're trying to push it so fast. And what they're telling people, you're going to get new bathrooms. We're going to fix your place up. Going to make it look real nice. But at the end of the day, I'd ask, did they take an assessment? So if you say, for instance, they're going to do Johnson. So if Johnson is going under this program, what is the assessment of Johnson? What is wrong with Johnson? How damage here? How much would it cost to fix these developments? Now, in 1992, there was a Harvard study done, and one of the things that came out of that Harvard study was that the Housing Authority was supposed to keep records and was supposed to meet with resident leadership about the cost of their development. That has never happened. They have never done that. And so, because we were supposed to know how much rent we generated in our development, and then how do they spend money every year? They were supposed to tell us those finances. They never did that. But if they want to do this now, when they started the RAD program, one of the things they said that they were going to make an assessment and they were going to take the money and fix the things that was needed. Well, a lot of people needed plumbing done, but plumbing was taken off the table by the time they got people wrapped up into RAD. So how do you go and do apartment by apartment after you get the developers on the job? How do you do that? If my whole line needs the plumbing, the whole line needs the plumbing. You can't go to B and say B, the 2B needs it, and fix 2B, and then go to 3B and say, well, they might need it, and then go up to 5B. You know what I'm saying? They haven't really taken an assessment. This is about public housing is the last frontier. Developers want public housing. Mm-hmm. My other question about this developers wanting public housing so bad, if we're a failing agency and we're not for profit, why do a profit agency want us so bad? So there's something else in this mix other than we're not being told right now. And we know that a lot of us are in areas, especially Manhattan, you know, this is prime real estate right now. We're prime real estate. We got more transportation, more anything here, you know, than anybody.
Then you can take care of walking distance.
When I first came out of the hospital and de Blasio had just became mayor, I was put on the housing committee. And some of you all know that I was put on this committee. And I went to, you know, I'm going to say two meetings because I think I got kicked out. And the questions I was asking was the word was infill then. So I wanted to know what they were going to do about infill. But when I went there, they said it was a housing meeting. So I thought I was going to see other housing people. But the only people that were there were union bosses. Developers and community-based organizations such as the Fifth Avenue Committee, the Legal Aid was there, and CSS was there, and there was one other community-based organization, I can't think. But there wasn't no residents there, and everybody was talking about the land. So I guess I mentioned about infill too much, and then I didn't get invited to no more meetings. I just thought there wasn't meeting no more. I was sick, y'all. I didn't know. But then I found out they were meeting. I just wasn't meeting with them. So they've been planning this since de Blasio got into office, or how they come in and attack public housing. And as we speak to Mr. Russ, he's a very nice guy, but we knew from the day he got here what his job was. His job was to dismantle public housing.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting paid $500,000 to do this. So it is really a big deal what's going on, and there has to be some more strategy around how we stop them at this point for eliminating public housing. So is there any comments on the little bit that I said? Any feedback, any concerns, any questions?
What are the elected officials saying about this process?
They sold us out. And so we're getting a list of all the elected officials that agree with Housing Authority. Richie Torres is one of them. Did they say Nydia Velasquez? They had a list of all of them. So we're going to get a list of everybody who agree. Because how do you make decisions and you didn't even come to the residents and talk to them about the plan? You didn't even come and talk to them about the plan. Do they really know what the plan really, really means? Another question that I had asked our chairman, it was about, I don't know if I asked it or somebody else asked, about low-income co-oping and about resident management. I mean, what are their other options? Why didn't they have other options that residents can participate in? I had asked them before, if you're doing deals and you're making bundles and developers are getting certain properties, then why aren't the resident associations part of the team? You know, some of them are incorporated. They have 501c3s. Why aren't they considered part of the team? So they didn't have answers for that either. So we're in a really bad situation right now. It'll be under our watch that all public housing will be taken away out of New York City. Comments, feedback.
Well, what I'm thinking now is, if you remember the union bosses and everything back when you were doing that, then they've been setting us up for years.
Yes. And not only are they setting us up, even around the set, I just heard that the mayor just signed off a Section 3 agreement with them. And they didn't even come to us and talk to us about the whole Section 3 piece. And if we go under this new blueprint, I mean, the rules aren't the same. They just aren't the same. So 964 will not be, it's not in compliance at this level.
Wow.
So my suggestion would be for people to read this blueprint, look at the blueprint, and then we'll have a meeting that we could have Russ or somebody come in and have a conversation and let his charming self explain what's going on with this whole blueprint thing. But we should not be fooled about money. My feeling is, I put an old thing on the Facebook the other day. I shouldn't have, but I did. We had said about the $1 billion. I would love to know what happened to that $1 billion we had. Where did the $1 billion go?
Where does anything really go? Because they never tell us.
They never tell us.
It's there, and then it's not there.
At one point, they were telling us it was $120 million to fix, I forgot how many developments. Well, you've been given $125-plus away every year to the police department. So for them to start a new organization and for them to still be in charge, I don't see any good coming out of it, and I see low-income housing really leaving the city completely. you know. So it's not a good situation. So if folks don't have any questions about it, then we'll see if we can make an appointment for Russ to come and talk to us next month, if people would want that.
Yes.
That is a good idea. Because that's going to be on the same page.
You have Everybody to speak up to... a little bit.
Excuse me?
You have to speak up.
Oh, I said it's a good idea. Because everybody has different ideas, mixed feelings about it. So maybe if they hear it straight from Ross herself, maybe all of us could get on the same page.
Okay. So when we say that, understand, remember, you have to always remember where Russ is coming from. He's coming from what his half a million dollars brought him here for. So when we listen to what he says, and then we look at the other part of it, the decision has to be made as what's best for us, not what's best for him or how he presents it.
So all the district leaders, if they all write in or co-sign on, they do not want this process to go forth, does that put them on hold, or do they just say, okay, we're just going to do it anyway?
So the good thing is it will put them on hold. He has to get the CCOP and the RAB to sign off on this plan. He has to get them to sign off on this.
With what Bernadette said, get a petition, put it together. I go along with Bernadette said, put a petition, the same petition for the five boroughs, and have everybody sign that.
Right, and I think that should come up in the meeting on Sunday. Because there's right. already a petition. Remember, we had a petition at the demonstration. I think not only a petition needs to go, I think that everybody needs to call their politician and we write a script for people what they need to say to their politician. Because the politicians have sold us out. And we're the ones who vote for them. You know? And we can't keep voting for people who keep kicking us in the butt.
Exactly.
I hear you, Miss Candidate. I hear you.
I agree with her. I agree with her 100%.
Of course.
But you have some of these seniors are still going to vote for the same politician because
we can't do it that way. I got that. We're never going to get 100%. But we have to start saying something to let people know their house is on fire. If you tell a senior, look, you know, you might not be living here, and you might have to go to a nursing home because they're getting ready to change this stuff up. You know, they're not completely stupid. You know, seniors are smart. You know, but we have to be able to put the information out there. We've tried to put it out there. One thing I do know is that the film that we had done is on YouTube, and I got a call from somebody who saw it at one of the colleges. And, you know, they were saying, look, whatever we need, y'all need, we'll help you out. The representative from HUD, you know, he said he was at a meeting, and he was very proud of New York for, you know, standing up against the plan. So they are talking about it. They're just watching to see what we do. And the thing is that we have to stop being this big silent giant and thinking everything is okay and everything is comfortable and we don't fight for it. I mean, we have to make some noise. And just like we're on this call right now and it's a few people, but a lot of times you don't need a whole lot of people. You just need enough to make noise, enough to make noise, constantly make noise, you know? And so that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep making noise. You got to keep making noise.
But, you know, I feel we can make a lot of noise, but they're not going to listen until they're sitting on the sidewalk.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But we have to try. We have to try. Cannot say You know, I can't go by all the negatives that we do know. You know, we're crabs in the basket. We know that. But we have to, the few crabs that get out the basket, they got to be the ones up there making the noise for us.
Right. So what we can do is have every politician zoom in once a month and let them know, what have you really done for us? Put it on the table. What have you done?
So what I would like also for people to read is that, Betty, you also sent out that letter we sent to Russ, right?
Yes, I sent them both out.
And that has all of our concerns on it. People need to read that letter as well, because those are all of our talking points. And at this point, we might need to add this one more about them really representing us. And what we have now, more than what we had before, is media. And we could, you know, nobody wants any bad media. You know, we don't have to go to Channel 4 or Channel 5 or 11. YouTube and Facebook and all of those is good enough to get information out. And right now, this is a fight for our house. You know, if people want to continue to live in public housing. But they just shouldn't get rid of all of public housing at one time. That's ridiculous. I mean, I still have a problem why there's so many homeless in this city.
Yeah.
I have a serious problem about the homeless. And we have more homeless in our neighborhood now than we've ever had before. I'm like, what is the problem? You can't keep building all this luxury housing and you're not building anything for people who you know, are out on their luck, because that can happen to anybody at any time. So, you know, we got a housing problem, period, and now we're going to lose our housing? We're going to lose public housing? Really?
That's terrible.
So the taxes, Betty, I'll give you the information to send out to people so that they could get on the conference call on Sundays, because we have a call every Sunday that we've been doing strategies and things like that for people who want to hear what's going on.
What time?
It's at 3 o'clock. I'll send you the information so you can send the information out.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking
at every Sunday.
Every
Sunday.
I am looking to start filing my paperwork, Ethel.
Yes.
So I have been, you could say I've been asked or spoken to by a couple of people who don't want me to run.
Who's that?
Politicians.
Oh, of course.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah. Time to go to hell.
I am going to.
You try to make him go with a sun don't shine. You run.
Who's that?
Carl.
It's Mr. Davis.
Oh.
Don't you dare. You better not let nobody tell you you can't do that.
No.
I'm hearing a whole lot of that.
You hear a whole lot of what? Don't run, don't run, don't do this, don't do that, right?
There's different people who run. The people who are CBOs. And those that get on the ground, they fear the most, because they know you'll do for the people once you get where you're at.
Yes.
And you encourage others to roll the same, down the same river you're rolling.
Yes, I'm looking to start filing my paperwork. So right now I got to go do the campaign thing. So put our names up there, you know, as resident leaders, not to get the politicians to work in our favor. They don't want to lose those seats.
Exactly.
That'll be our.
Listen, the game is Monopoly, okay? And all of them are living on Broadway, on Boardwalk. Okay? That's right. The name is Monopoly. This is the name of the game.
Yeah,
a lot of them are going to be out of jobs, too.
The personal
and
all that other stuff.
Right. I want them to play checkers and us play chess.
All the time. So we need to have a conversation about that, you know, strategic strategies and all of that stuff like that. So whenever you're ready, We need to do that. Okay? Of course we want to support one of our own. At least I'm thinking.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
and if we make enough noise, we could turn it out, and Lord knows it'll make all of them scared.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And
let me also say this to you. Money, when people say, oh, you don't have enough money, don't believe that. Grassroots
That's right.
is more powerful than money.
That's right.
Because it's grassroots that make people go out and vote. Money really don't make them go out and vote. Not if we're voting for change. Not if we're voting for change.
Well, I'm working on it now.
Okay. So, and I'm proud of congratulate. We've talked about it before, but, you know.
A couple years now has gone by.
Yeah, they're good. Hey.
Yeah.
These are crucial times right now, and we need champions.
I hear when, and I see the changes in nature happening, and it's happening too fast.
It's happening very fast.
Yes, you can't even, you look this way and all of a sudden there's something else. It's like if they change it up on this side, you swing to the other side. You're like, what am I doing here?
There is just so many other options that are available, but they're not making it available. And so we need to, we got to get it together and really put up a little bit more noise. Because I said, we don't lobby. I don't think we've done any lobbying really since I was head of the alliance. We haven't done no lobbying. We haven't gone to Albany. We haven't gone to Washington. We haven't done none of that stuff. Even though they say Jerry Lamb did all that, it wasn't Jerry Lamb. We just tried to work together. But, you know, if we don't lobby, because housing is lobbying all the time. We lobby all the time. You have to lobby for your issues. We haven't lobbied for anything. We're just going along like, okie dokie, everything is going to be okay, and it's not. It's not. All right, so I'm looking forward to the campaign, because we helped Carol Maloney get in, okay? Nobody understood how Carol Maloney got in, especially when she was up in East Harlem. And we broke that whole Hispanic thing that was going on, and they didn't even understand how she came up there and did that. Okay, so that's the blueprint. So please, everybody, read the blueprint, have some kind of understanding of the blueprint. We'll try to get Mr. Russ here to talk to us next month about the blueprint so you can hear from his perspective of what he's trying to do. And you got to be really listening to what they're saying and be able to read in between the lines, around the lines, on top of the lines. You know, you have to really do that. So this next topic is just so joyful to me right about now. TPA. So they are changing the structure of TPA. The districts are not legal as far as HUD's concerned. The district was put together by NYCHA. Right now, the citywide is redoing bylaws. And as the bylaws for the CCOP is being changed, so are the district's bylaws. So our Manhattan North bylaws will not mean anything, because now we are a committee of the district, of CCOP. HUD wanted to eliminate housing, NYCHA and HUD wanted to eliminate the districts completely. And we kind of fought to keep the districts. But what is going to happen, what we were told a week or two ago, is that the TPA funds would have to be spent every year. He said they might give us a pass for this year because of the pandemic, but the next year, housing can take your money if you don't spend it. Now, some people got like $125,000, you know, $90,000, close to $200,000. They ain't spend nothing. That money would all go back to the housing authority if they don't spend it.
And the they need to.
Huh?
They need to spend that money. August 1st, we was at Frederick Douglass with Cy Vance and Vito Musicello. And Musicello. And it was spoken on about the TPA and how it needs to be unleashed where it can open up to what is so-called deemed ineligible to be eligible. So we can have room to do things for the people so they can be able to have, jobs and stipends and all that to get through the high cost of living that NYCHA is presenting upon us. And they were looking into it then, Vito. He was looking into it then.
Who was looking into it?
Vito. As far as the how much people have. It was also stated, not only by others, but myself, that, you know, people has, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you're not doing that. You complain your development is shot, but you're not using it to do anything.
So this is a twofold kind of thing.
You can spend that money on.
You can only spend that. What'd you say, Mr. Green?
You are limited to what your money could be spent on. You can't just spend it on anything.
Right.
So you need to have some money. You need to reserve some money and put it on the side. If you spend all your money,
exactly.
If we spend every dime of our money, we won't have nothing.
Okay. And I hear you. I hear that argument. But as we go through stuff with Sherrod, he's trying to put everything in order so that we're doing the right thing. Because there's so much stuff that we have not been doing right, but the housing authority has set that up that way. It's not because we set it up that way. So what he's saying, the way the money can be saved, and we would have to work this out, that the money can be saved through CCOP. And then the districts would have to reapply for the money.
I have a problem with that. As long as we save our money rather than spend it up.
But I can't hear you. What?
As long as we save our money, I have no problem going to the district with that, with the CCOP. As long as we have money reserved on the side to help our residents. Which some of us will be broke, we will never be able to do nothing for nobody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay,
but it sounds like that's what they want.
Exactly.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out what I could spend money on, but at every turn, they come up with some new condition. So I haven't been able to spend anything.
The damn chair.
You know, I spent it. And it's always something else.
That's why I was saying we need change to open up the eligibilities and ineligibilities. There's things that we can do and create, be creative in nature as residents to utilize our funding and still be able to help the people. Because what we're having is we have a lot of people who are going far from broke. They poor. And they're going to prey on other people's. And to stop that, is people are able to have something and work towards something and be able to have something in their pocket, where at least basically they can get something to eat, you know, and not living in building one and rob somebody in building nine, and you just across the street from each other. So we do need the TPA. The TPA is for tenants to participate in activities. We need to create these activities for tenants to participate in.
What kind of activity are you talking about?
Well, with the gardening, they should be stipend. And you should have a whole crew out there and have it where they, if they're going to do gardening, that it be at such a level that it could actually reduce rodent rodents being in your development naturally. And stipends can go towards, should be able to go towards that. Clean up crews, residents participating in cleaning up.
Why should a resident clean up and you have caretakers getting paid to clean up?
Because residents are filthy after hours. Residents are filthy after hours. NYCHA.
My thing is that we need to get rid of those residents in the developments that are destroying it. Why pay people to clean it up? And I clean the area, clean it, everything up. And then here come a resident. Don't stop in the development. Why hold on to that resident? Get rid of that resident before you start.
Understood.
Let housing do their job first.
Understood.
So the question, this is, you know, what to do with the money is one thing, but keeping the money is the primary thing that we need to be discussing right now on everybody. How do we keep the money? And if it's, they mentioned that the money can go through
CSOP,
huh?
Put it in your pocket.
Joel will not see me, okay? So just understand. Okay? You're going to have no questions about that. I'll be gone. But if CCOP, if we put it in CCOP, we just have to write up all the terms on how that happens.
Check that chicken, too.
Now, one of the things is, another thing is, how many people put their Councilmatic monies and their TPA monies in the same bank account?
Yeah, and say the same bank, but different accounts.
They're in different accounts. Well, Everybody don't do that. They say you must have separate accounts because if HUD do come to audit randomly and your money's in the same account with your city council money or whatever other money that you raise funds for, they will take all of it.
I have two banks.
Yeah, they take all of it. So that's something else people have to do, is to straighten out how their TPA and their other funds are being dealt with right now. You know, so, and another thing they said that when we do TPA, and if we put it in another account, that means we've taken it out of HUD's control. You've taken it out of housing control. And then you could be able, like we had said before, sharing, if we bought some stuff and we were sharing some stuff with some of the smaller developments, then that would be allowed. Right now, they're not trying to allow that. So they said. But there's a whole lot of rules that HUD is telling us that we've been doing wrong. We've been working on these bylaws now for, I guess, 2 months or 2 or 3 months, going line by line and changing things up because so much stuff is wrong. We've been doing so much stuff wrong, and that's because that's what was told to us. I don't know if you remember years ago when Housing Authority gave out the 964 rules, and they had it in that little pink book. It was a pink book. Well, that was the 964 that they were changing the language in the 964 for us to go by, but the language in it was wrong. You know, it was wrong. So we were being misled on some things. So that's all the stuff that we're trying to clear up now. And as soon as the bylaws are finished, then, of course, everybody will get a copy of the bylaws. So the way it'll stand now is the CCOP, and then there will be the districts, which will be a committee of the CCOP, and then there's the resident associations. Any questions on that? But the blueprint goes through, all of this is kicked out the window.
It just seems to me it's another way to break us down. If you can't accrue the money that is supposed to be ours, you can't help anyone else. You can't help yourself because you won't have enough money to do it.
Right.
Yes.
You know? It just seems like another way to disband us completely.
Yes.
But
this is my thought about that. My thought was, okay, so if you're taking it out of the hands of HUD and you're taking it out of the hands of Housing Authority, then can we invest in the stock market if it's under CCOP? I mean, just a thought. You know, because the stock market is still real, because you know those folks ain't going to let the stock market make them fall. They don't want the stock
market. Oh, my goodness. Is that paper dishes? Oh, my God.
Who's that restricted over there? Who's the other person that came on?
Betty? That was Ball. That was Ball.
Oh, Ball. Okay, I'm sorry, Ball.
That's
all
right.
Names? Can you write the names, Betty, of people?
Let me see.
Say it again.
Okay, no, I was talking to our chief over there.
Oh, yeah. I'll try.
So that's the information about TPA. Any questions about that? And, of course, we'll get more information. You know, maybe at some point we can get Sherrod to come and talk about that. And I guess I already included the bylaws in with that, too. Okay, so the next thing is a walkie-talkie program. So we purchased some walkie-talkies when we had, when the district had the district money. And the purpose of the walkie-talkies is all of this that's going on with Wi-Fi and all of this right about now, at some point, I know there's going to be a communication breakdown. We were training people. We have walkie-talkie classes. Mr. Green sent out information. I think, Betty, you sent out information, too, about the walkie-talkie classes.
Whatever you gave me to send, I sent out. I don't recall that item.
Okay. Mr. Green, can you talk about what day does...
Yes, he did.
What day does Manhattan...
I don't have it in front of me. Tomorrow, there's some developments. Tomorrow, we'll have the training. At 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I think Grant is one of them. I know Dyson is one. I don't have the list in front of me.
Okay. But you might have
I'll
to put everybody
on. To remind them.
Okay.
I'll call them tomorrow. Remind them in the morning.
So what we wanted to do was to give every TA president, especially those who participate in the training, to have a walkie-talkie. We can communicate to each other in case everything goes down. I don't know if we remember. I can't remember what event it was, but remember when cell phones went down, the only thing that was available was landline phones that we could only use. And so yep. At least with the walkie-talkies, we'd be able, you know, in case an emergency came up or something happened in your building, you'd be able to communicate to people. The walkie-talkies is also connected to the Manhattan North Emergency CERT program. So we'll be directly connected with them on our channel. And then, you know, there'll be other channels. But the training is about, I forgot how many classes you have to have, just so you could understand the ins and outs of how you work or speak on a walkie-talkie. So walkie-talkie would be like a backup system in case some type of emergency happened. Okay? Anybody have any questions about that?
What are the days for it, Ethel?
Huh?
What are the days that they have the meetings? Is it different all the time?
They're different. Mr. Green will, he'll send you out some information, either on your telephone or
I'm
Yeah, so this is what they look like. Oops, sorry, it's on. Turn it around. So it looks like this. And what they told me about the new ones, you might can make telephone calls on the walkie-talkie as well. So we've been using all summer, my board has been using walkie-talkies. See, they're quite interesting. So I know the range is very far, but we just got to – it should, because if it go to Mount Vernon, it definitely should be able to go to Mr. Green. So we just haven't given him his yet.
I'll be real.
And then I separately purchased walkie-talkies for all of my building representatives in the development. So that's what I – that's what I did with my money. Huh?
How much is the walkie-talkie?
The walkie-talkies are $100 a piece.
That's all?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. You know. Yeah, so it's a pretty good deal. But as far as communicating, and then we have radio checks. Charlene is in charge of the radio checks that we do here at Johnson. And I forgot her name, Ms. Porter from Lincoln. I talked to her about doing radio checks for Manhattan North. So, you know, so that's something else people could spend their money on if they thought it was important enough, you know, to have. Because I initially want to have at least have more than one person in the building to have a walkie-talkie. You know, but I know that when the cells went down, the only thing was available was landline. And now less people have landlines than they had before. And I went to have a phone put in yesterday, actually, when they came. And my assumption, stupid me, thought that they were going to put a landline in. They told me no. They said, if you want a landline, you have to make a special request. I'm like, okay. So they put in whatever it is that they put in, and now I got to call them back and have them put in a landline. You know, I really do want a landline in the office. Yeah. So that's all the news I have right now. Does anybody have any old business, any new business?
Ethel. Ethel.
Yes.
I had heard that they were taking back the 30%. You know, like they take me 30% of what you make before they charge you rent, make up your rent thing. And I've been hearing they say they're going to put that back in. You won't have no just nothing out.
And I'm not understanding what you're saying.
You know when what do they call it? The thing that they we all of us is under 30% of your income. They don't count it when they
gross your net. Gross the net. Going back to the net. Is it going back to net? Net income. 30% net income.
I'm not sure about that, but we can find out about it. We can find out how rents are going to be calculated and if they're going to be any difference. And that would be Anne-Marie Flackley would be the person to talk to about that.
Oh.
And maybe we can
get it has not put a dent in their deficit, raising our rent to a mortgage level. And the service is not even matching any of the high rent costs that you're paying at a mortgage level. That's the average. That's a basic mortgage in a house. So, besides water and heat and
please,
and electricity.
We've been here 30 years. We've already paid for it anyway. So
exactly.
Yeah. Any other questions?
They're telling people.
Green, I see your lips moving, but I don't hear anything.
Yeah. Repeat that again.
No. No.
You hear me?
What's that?
Now I can hear you.
You lost your job. Notify the office right away. So they will.
Can't hear you.
Can't hear you. Try again. No, you got to take the little red thing off. You got
stuff on mic.
Unmute him, Betty. Can you unmute him?
No, he put himself on mute. I can't. Don't think I can unmute him.
I took it off.
Heard you.
I took it off.
You
hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you lost your job? Anybody lost their job, or their income has come down? You must notify the manager right away, and they won't charge you for that month. They'll bring your income down.
Didn't hear you.
See, a lot of residents don't go to the office and tell them right away.
3 months. They won't wait the 3 months. They'll bring it down immediately. That's what you're saying?
Right. Correct.
Okay. We definitely got to get that in writing from whomever, because all managers don't operate the same way.
Betty, can you mute everybody?
Thank you.
Okay.
Whoa. Who's that?
Who's
okay.
Nothing else? It's quiet. We can leave this meeting early, since Green don't have no refreshments.
That's true.
And past mine.
Thanks a lot, Green.
Okay, fair.
And you should leave them Oreos alone. Any new business? No new business?
Resident engagement is still the same? Are they changed around?
So Makiva is now in charge of TPA.
Who?
Makiva Price.
I know who that is, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Makiva Price is the TPA right now. Sadia has moved on to City Hall to deal with, I guess, EDC stuff, whatever monies that the mayor has there that they're distributing to public housing. So she's going to be there, I guess, until his term is over, and then she'll be back. So Janelle, I'm not sure what capacity she's in right now, even though she's really meeting with Leroy and general manager so he could, you know, get this stuff done with the blueprint.
Where's Ms. Yuka?
Huh?
Ms. Yuka.
I don't know. Can't hear you again. Making it closer don't make us hear you.
Ms. Yuka.
Oh, right. Yuka took. She took the place. She's the vice president now.
So what?
Oh.
Not you.
She. You know, they got about 100 vice presidents, so, or 200. But she's taking Sadia's place.
Who case?
Who plays Sadia? What is Sadia's full name?
Sherman.
Sherman, thank you. Right, yeah, Sherman. She took Sadia Sherman's place.
She said that's temporary. You could say it's temporary.
It's temporary until the mayor is out of office. Yeah.
She's just temporary. She's just acting.
I got you guys some sense. So we can keep her.
So the two that I'm going to try to have, I'm going to have try to have the chairman talk to us about the blueprint, and we want rent information. Is there ever, any other thing that we need to talk about?
When they're going to take down them damn things over our building. Talk about that.
Oh, you must talk about your scaffolding?
Yes.
Well, you ain't got no money probably, so that's why you got it.
Well, you don't have yours no more?
Huh?
You don't have yours no more?
Nope.
Yeah, well, they're going to... No. So they got the pen, but now we got a penthouse. So, they ain't trying to get rid of that. We got a penthouse. Got all the people in the park living up there. The mom just sent somebody the other day. I said, just go wrap up them stairs because they broke the downstairs. Where we have the, like on the 17th Fleet Street, we had the, a gate so they couldn't get to the roof. Honey, they broke the lock. They found out the code and they done took a look in. They burns up the paper. If you put any kind of notice up, they burn up the garbage, they burn up the trash compactor. I wrote all that and gave it to the main boss. He said some monitor out here about a week or so ago. I have his name in my book. He said, I told him to go right up there if you don't believe me and see what I got to deal with.
Why is this here?
And rat these people.
Then if you have money to get the work done, the scaffold will come down?
How much money I take?
No.
Well, that's a $64,000 question. That's some of the other things. So one of the things that I did ask for Manhattan North, to see if they would give up the budgets for all of the developments. And I don't know how many of y'all know what's wrong with your development. Do y'all meet with your manager and supers to let so that they can tell you?
Oh, you know who mine is.
Yes.
You don't know who your what is.
I live
my manager.
I live with what's wrong with this building every day.
Yeah, manager or super. Now we got assistant super. I don't know who the manager is. Don't ask me. But they know who
I have
them
for hours on the billboard.
You can tell from the time I come in there. I'm so sick of that place.
You had ours put on the billboard.
You had yours put on the billboard what?
14.3 million.
What?
You have 14.3 million put on the billboard outside of Grand Alvin.
What are you 14 million what?
14.3 million as far as you know what repairs and or out of the budget. But we don't have the full total amount. I know 14.3 I believe was we had it, we made sure people could see it. So they put it on a billboard.
So that's the work that's needed in your development?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't know what. I thought you had $14 million to spend on something.
I would loan some out to y'all. I'd be doing a loan to everybody. Low interest.
With interest. Now you would have came a long shot from public housing.
I'm a teacher. You want to come and say hello?
Yeah.
You want to come and say hello?
That's a family member, huh?
Oh, he's trying to tell me it's time for his dinner.
Okay, well, tell him no problem, because if we have nothing else to say, we can adjourn our meeting. Again, I want to thank Betty for setting this up.
Hopefully
we'll have more people next month. We'll try to have it on our regular meeting time. Mr. Green will send out the information about the walkie-talkie program. Okay. And
okay.
That's it.
And if you'll send me that information about the conference, the call-in on Sunday, Okay. Get that
yes.
out.
Right. I'll send you that.
I can use some information on Sunday also.
Okay. She's gonna send it out
yes,
to everybody.
Can you send it to
Right.
Yo, thank you. Send it to Tyrone too, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it out to everybody. What's the matter with you, Miss Gloria? Don't be going through no changes on the won't be talking to you.
Surgery on my arm and every 2 minutes.
Okay, because that wasn't a good look just then.
That wasn't a
all
good
right, yo. I hear that.
But he said not okay. gonna do it until this thing get over with because you know they don't want you to catch nothing else.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Talk to everybody soon. Everybody stay safe.
Good night.
Just the same. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay.
Get Gloria out.
Yeah, I'm trying more. Okay.
I'm still here. Oh my goodness. Y'all gonna close me out now?
We trying.
I see that.
I mean,
me and you are here together. Let's get all the money together and leave town.
Take care, Miss Wright.
All right, you take care. Everybody have a nice weekend, if possible.
You too.
Thank you.